We are learning Maseches Mayakot and Daf Yotes Amabez, and we are beginning approximately 8 lines, the end of 8 lines from the top. Well, we just finished saying that Abishol said that if you have Shiva before Yom Tiv, then it's a Vatal Gezerah Shloshim. So it sounds like Shloshim starts on the 7th day already. And the question is, what do you mean on the 8th day it starts? Zokta Gemara, Shiva Vanan Shemoyin Etanan. We learned in our Mishnah 8 days. If it's 8 days before Yom Tiv, then the Shloshim started already, and therefore the Yom Tiv is Vatal Gezerah Shloshim. Why is it saying Shiva? And for the Gemara, this is the Abishol we had before, and 2 blad ago, Kesava Abishol mixes Hayoim Kekuloi. Abishol holds, once you start the beginning of the 7th day, it's Keilu, the 7th day is finished, and starts the Shloshim ready. The Yom HaShvi, Oilo Lelekam Lekan, and the 7th day goes both ways. It counts for the last day of Shiva, and the first day of Shloshim, so it comes out, if you have 7 days before Yom Tiv, you already started Shloshim. Omer Chist, Omer Avina Bashila, Halacha Kabashol, we pass like Kabashol that 7 days is Oila Lekan Velekan. The 7th day is the last day of Shiva and the 1st day of Shloshim. And the Gemara says, Amoyed Chachom al Abashol, the Chachom Amoyed Tabashol, because Chachal Shmini Shloilias Beshavis Erev Regal, if the 8th day lands up on Shabbos which is Erev Regal, and he can't take a haircut that day, Shemutu Legalech Erev Shabbos, Shemutu take a haircut on the 7th day. That means that the Chum agree, you say mixiyam kekuloi lekavod haregel. That when it comes to the covenant of Yom Tov, then he'll agree to Abishol that the 7th day could be considered mixiyam kekuloi and started shloshim already, and therefore you could take a haircut on that day. So the Gemara, Kaman Ozlo, Hod Amrav Amram Amrav, Ovel, Kimish Omdom Nachman Metzloi. The minig was in those days that Nicham Avelim, comforting the Avelim, happened in the morning. After Shachris, the Avelim left the shul and went to the Avel's house, the Menachem Avel. So it says that when the people leave him in the morning, the Avelis is over. Mutter Berchitza, it's Mutter Berchitza that day, on the 7th day. Sounds like Mixiyam Kekuloi. So who's that like? Kaman Kavashol. That's like the Shita of Avashol, the holds Mixis Ayoyim Kekuloi. And the Ramah says, even if no one comes to Malcolm Avil, whatever time people usually stop coming, listen in the morning, they sit like for an hour, and then they get up, and they have mixed Yom Kekula. Omar Abaya, Halach Gabashol B'Yom Shiva. We pass on Gabashol, Legabe the 7th day, B'Yom Shiva. Moedim Chacham L'Abashol B'Yom Shloshim. On the 30th day of Shloshim, the Chachamah Moed Abashol, the remix Yom Kekula. And the Farshim explained, the Chlush Yeran explains that since Shloshim is more cool than Gabelis, even the Rabbanon agree, you say mixes Yom Kekuloi. That means Abaya holds that the Chum agreed to Avashol on Shloshim that you say mixes Yom Kekuloi. Rava holds that the Chum and Avashol argue both by Shiva and by the last day of Shloshim, do you say mixes Yom Kekuloi? And Rava Amar, Aloch Kabashol Vyem Shloshim, pass Kabashol Vyem Shloshim, but ain't Aloch Kabashol Vyem Shiva. Since Shiva is more Chavo, don't pass Kabashol Vyem Shiva. V'nadoy Amri, Aloch Kabashol Bezu Ubezu, to Amar Shmuel, Aloch Kabashol Vyem Shloshim. Now, Doi says, Pasuk Abashol, Sai, Legabi Shloshim, Sai, Legabi Shiva, because we paskin like Divrei HaMekel, Ba'aval. So it comes out, how do we paskin? We paskin like Abashol, and it seems like even Legabi Oil Lekan Velekan, we paskin Abashol, that you could, the 7th day is the first day of Shloshim and the last day of Shiva. Zok Dimar, Shloshim Yoyim Minolim, what's the Makar for the Din Shloshim? And the Ikadin Shloshim is, that you're not take a haircut for those 30 days. There's also a Din, you can't wear iron clothing for those 30 days. Shloshim Yoyim Minolim, Yal Para Para Minozer, Ksiv Hacha, it says here, Roshaychem Al Tifra'u, it says by the, in Parashat Shmini, Hashem told Elozov Yisomar that don't grow your hair because we don't disturb the Simcha of Chnukas HaMishkon. But it's mashma. Every other avil has to grow his hair long. It says loshen al tefro. V'ksiv hasam gadal pera. It says by nazar was loshen pera. Saraishoy malahal is v'nazar shloshim is 30 days. Afkan shloshim here also is 30 days. V'hasam v'nol hayno v'nazar is 30 days. Amrav masno stam nazir shloshim yom. Regular nazir is 30 days. My time on makro kodesh yia is imatcher tloshim ava yia is imatcher tloshim yud and hay is 15. Yud and hay is 15 is 30. So therefore, we learn out Shloshim by Avelis also. And the Rivet learns that, it sounds like to me, it's the Raisa Gedin Shloshim. Not the haircut the 30 days after a mace, is the Raisa. All learns only Asmachta. But one thing is clear, you need 30 days. So Tosis handles like this, that we pass in Gavashol, technically it's only 29 days. Because the Shloshim starts on the 7th day. It's only altogether 29 days. So Tosis is not like about this. So the Tosis, the end of Asya, it says like this. V'arav yontev pirish, kivin the kaimel ha-mixiyam shiva kakuloi, v'ayil le-kamel kan, mixiyam kuloi, v'yokul le-galeach v'im esem v'tisha. He holds you later to take a haircut on the 29th day. V'taisa Rav argues, like Taisa, like pirish came, le-mirin shi-yayim shiva shi-yayim le-in shi-yayim shi-yayim. 30 days is there's a cost of 30 days of long hair. It doesn't mean like Gabbadet. It's only Gabbadin Yomtiv that Shloshim started before Yomtiv, it's Eil Lekam Lekam. He never said that it counts as one of the 30 days. You need full 30 days, and therefore, you cannot take a haircut on the 29th day. That's what Taisus says. It's Machlekes Rav Yomtiv and Taisus Rav. And it's Vestavros, you need 30 days because it learned from a Pasuk 30 days. Something more about it. Omer Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua. Hakol Moedim, everyone agrees. The way Rashi learns it means like this. Even though we paskin mixiyam kekuloi, when it comes to the 3 days before Erev Regel, you have to keep the full 3 days. And you now take rechitza before Yom Tov. You can wash yourself on Yom Tov because you have to have 3 full days. More chama has to be 3 full days. Tosis, other pshatim, some say it just means until the evening after mincha, ketani, you have to wait till the evening to take a haircut, to take a shower, you have to wait later on, but we learn like Rashi Pshat, you need 3 full days. Om Rav Nechem, Yabreid Rav Yeshua, Ashachistin Rav Papi, Rav Papa, the Yasvika Amri, Halacha Rav Huna Rav Yeshua. He found them sitting and saying, they passed like Rav Huna Rav Yeshua. Igad Amri, some say it was Rav Papi and Rav Papa who said this member of themselves. All three of them, the Yasvi Karmi said this halacha. Hakol Moedim, everyone's Moedim, means including Abishol, is Moedim, Shemichal Shlishi Shloi Elias Erev Regel, if the third day lands up on Erev Yontav, she also Rechitza the Erev. You have to keep the 3 full days, and it's also Rechitza until evening. So, Tomaravite, Boy Mine Abaye Merava, Omer Rabba, Kavru Beregel. If someone Loy Elenu had a mace on Yontav and he buried him on Yontav, regal oil in shloshim or ain't regal oil in shloshim? Does the regal count towards the 30 days or not? And the Gemara explains, Laminian Shiva Loikum Bayale definitely doesn't count for Shiva like it says in our Mishnah, the Loy Nogam Mitzvah Shiva regal. We don't keep any open mitzvahs Shiva on regal. Maybe some Dvaram Shiva Tzina that we keep, means things that are quiet, but things that are Fahesia that people see, you're not allowed to keep on the regal. So therefore, it definitely doesn't count as Shiva. But maybe shloshim do keep. Because what's the characteristics of a shloshim? Shloshim are that you can't are in your clothing and you can't take a haircut. You don't do that in a regular anyway. So it turns out you're keeping b'fahesi the halachos of shloshim. So maybe it counts towards shloshim. Kikim aboyel elimin shloshim. The konoga mitzvah shloshim regal. Might say you keep the mitzvahs of shloshim regal. What's the halacha? Does it count towards shloshim? Because it might say I'm keeping certain halachas of the din of shloshim. Amalai answered, "Eina oyla." It does not count towards the shloshim. That's the answer. That's the rabbi answer. Eisvei, where is the kasha from a brisa? It says in the brisa, koyve es meisa shtei yom koydim regal. Someone who buries the mace 2 days before the regal, this is going according to Tana of our Mishnah, that regal only waives the halachas of shiva, only if you keep 3 days before. Here you only keep 2 days before regal. Moine chamish yom acha regal. You count 5 days, you continue to do shiva after yom tif. This is not, there's no din shiva on regal, but you have to continue after regal. Malachtoi nasa de'acherim. But there's a kula of that shiva, that even though usually no one's allowed to do work for you on the shiva, but the after yom they're allowed to do work for you. Even if they can do work for you in your house, because they will make of a siyas malacha, since there was issa malacha noyeg the whole din of yom tiv. So you yoytzi a siyas malacha even faster. You yoytzi a siyas malacha of shiva. They now do malacha of shiva that you yoytzi by yom tiv. And not halacha. Ve'ein rab misasking imoy. And now everyone has to come in menachem avol. The yoytze ready is kvaris asku bei beregel. The ready yoytze the dinim nichma veil ma regel. Kol yishadav ve'kol shum v'shum evel regel mafsik. Anything that was evel you weren't allowed to keep on yom tiv that regel is mafsik. Ve'kol shum v'shum iske rabim. Anything that had to iske rabim. Let's say menachem avol in regel mafsik. Regel is not mafsik. Regel is not mafsik. So we're going to stop over here. And we'll start again tomorrow in the shiur again from the beginning of this price. So, like upon him, what the Gemara is in a charming right from here is about shloshim, if it works on, if it counts, if Yom Tov counts as shloshim or not. And Metz Hashem, we will continue again tomorrow's shiur from this Eisvei.